T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Every Tuesday is Giving Tuesday here at News Radio WRVA, when we invite folks who work in the community with our charities and not-for-profit groups, doing great work with lots of different people in the community. And we want to welcome Janet Kelly, who's the president of Virginia's Kids Belong, to the air this morning to talk about an organization that she has helped to start that's going national. And Janet, I mentioned to you maybe a year ago, right after I got here, I went to an event where you were one of the scheduled speakers, and I like you, but when I saw that you were on the schedule to speak about the foster kids program, I thought, oh my goodness, I guess I can sit through 10 or 15 minutes of this. And at the end of the meeting, your story was so moving, I just knew we had to get it on the radio. So before we get into the big event tomorrow, I really want you to tell our audience how you got involved with the foster program. And it's, to me, it's just an incredible story of a conservative who talks a lot about family values actually living it. So tell us that story.
Well, John, thank you so much for saying that. And I'm humbled anytime anyone is inspired by our story, not just because I hope it spurs people to action, but because our story is one of those best things we've ever done, but it's also been really hard. And so hearing that it's also worth it is really nice. Mm-hmm. I was Secretary of the Commonwealth when I ran into a young woman outside of Chick-fil-A at the mall. And she was in a crisis pregnancy situation, and just we ended up becoming friends. And she had the baby.
She's just a random person.
My daughter had been praying for God to bring someone into our lives to show his love to. Mm-hmm. So I am assuming that prayer had something to do with that random encounter outside. That she was 6 at the time. Her name is Reagan, by the way.
So right, okay.
You should love that. Yeah. So this young lady and I became friends. She ended up having the baby later that November. He was not supposed to be healthy. He was supposed to have some health issues. Completely healthy. It was one of those great stories. I thought, well, this is, and we were very supportive of her and, you know, and of the dad. And I just thought, wow, this is what everyone is supposed to do. This is how life is supposed to work. If everybody just pitches in a little bit, everything, there's rosy, happy endings to these stories. And it was until about a year later, when this little boy was 18 months old, Ryan and I, my husband and I, had just gotten married. And we ended up getting a call from this little boy's guardian ad litem. And they said, listen, we know you've recently become aware of the foster care crisis. And in fact, I didn't learn about this, even though I was Secretary of the Commonwealth, I had been involved in government for 15 years at this point. I didn't find out about the foster care crisis from a government worker. I found out about it from my pastor. So he's the one that said, we're 50. Virginia's 50th in permanency. We are 47th now, but at the time we were 50th in permanency.
Wow.
We have 500 kids age out in Virginia's foster care system every year because they don't have a loving family. There were at the time 800 kids who needed adoptive homes. Now there are only 250. So we've done a lot of great work in Virginia on that. But we're still at a dire need for flexible foster families. And so I did know all of those things. So when we got the call, it was a pretty obvious situation. We're like, okay, we need to do this, even though we were reluctant. We had been married 3 weeks, and I was already a single mom and just gotten married. You know, we were a little reluctant. So we said yes. We found out we were expecting the next day. So from our honeymoon.
Your own kid.
Of our own baby. So when people say, oh, we've got too much going on to foster or adopt, I do kind of chuckle inside. I don't call them out on the spot, but I do kind of chuckle inside, because it's somebody that's in the governor's cabinet who had just gotten married, who already had a kid, who had a foster care placement, found out she got, like, if I can do it, then anybody can do it.
So you brought this little boy, this baby, into your home and eventually adopted.
We did. Reunification was not successful. We do have an open adoption, which is, I think it's really important for my son to know who his birth parents are and to have that identity and have that relationship, and his parents are doing well. And, it's a really humbling, I will just say the best way to sum it up, it is a very humbling experience, to get to, be part of the story and to watch all of the moving parts, in this story and see all of the implications from both, I've sort of got my clinical, conservative hat on at all times, like watching this happen, but I'm also deep in the middle of it. And it is a great example of the power of community. We had a lot of people behind us who were helping us. We had people bring us dinner. We had people advocate for him. We had people pray for us. And that's really a nice segue into our work now, because that personal story did lead into this work.
And that inspired you to start Virginia's Kids Belong. So tell us about this organization.
I will. And it is an affiliate of a national organization called America's Kids Belong that Ryan and I helped to co-found with another couple in Colorado. So Ryan and I ended up running this amazing program for Governor McDonnell in 2013, that last year of the administration. And we matched 1,041 kids with adoptive homes that year, which was a significant increase over the previous year. And all we did was use the power of the bully pulpit and social media. It was dumb luck. It wasn't anything sophisticated or smart. I wish it were that we could take credit for, but we ran it. We sort of overlaid a political campaign model, that sense of urgency, measuring numbers. Who is your universe? How are you going to get people to the polls? We basically overlaid that onto this effort. Meanwhile, our friends Brian and Julie Mavis in Colorado had been using high quality pictures and videos of kids in Colorado. And so we basically, through another quote random encounter, met Brian and Julie and ended up forming this organization called America's Kids Belong. And Virginia's Kids Belong is the third state. We've worked in Oklahoma. AKB has worked in Oklahoma and Tennessee. And essentially what all of these organizations do is to empower government, faith, creative, and business leaders to end the foster care crisis in their respective states. And in Oklahoma and Tennessee, normally you get a 5 to 10% increase in the number of foster families every year. We ran the play. There was a 44% increase in the number of foster families in Oklahoma, 42 in Tennessee the first year. We're seeing the retention numbers go up. And really what this means is it's just better outcomes for kids and at-risk families. And then you can start going upstream of the problem and really getting to some of these root causes. This sounds a little maybe scandalous to say, but I would love it if there weren't any kids available for adoption out of foster care, because the community has wrapped around them so well that their at-risk birth families are stable and healthy. I think science shows that that is what's best for kids. And if you're a person of faith, I think which I am, I think that their birth family is kind of God's plan A, if you will. And, I would love to see the community step up in that way. And we've seen it work in other states, and I know it's going to work here in Virginia.
Well, it sounds like it's working. And for those of us who consider ourselves to be social conservatives, this is one of those moments where you have to, step forward and at least be supportive of those who will take these kids into their homes and raise them well. You can find out more about Virginia Kids Belong on their website, vakidsbelong.org. And you have an event. I'm watch the clock. I want you to be able to tell us about the event tomorrow so that folks who want to attend can do so.
Sure. It's at 8 a.m. at U-Turn Sports Academy. You can go to virginiafosters.eventbrite.com. to register. You can also get there through our website. And this is the launch of our public-private partnership with the Commonwealth of Virginia, state and local levels. We've been doing amazing work for the last year, and now we're ready to launch it fully. And would love for anybody who wants to do anything. There's a grasstops component to this. There's a grassroots component to this. And if you have any interest in learning more about this or getting involved, please come tomorrow at 8 o'clock or visit our website at vakidsbelong.org.
vakidsbelong.org. All right, Janet Kelly, I really, if this moves you, I hope you'll consider, being supportive on some level, even just, sending some good wishes to the folks who are stepping up to help solve this problem. Janet, you're one of the great points of light, I guess, to steal that from George Bush in this community. And I really appreciate you coming on to share your story and this bigger project that you've taken on, you and your husband have taken on. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Oh, O'Reilly. For a tax your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.